今天晚上的聚会要跟各位互相勉励的题目是忍受试炼的人有福。
For tonight, our mutual encouragement is blessed is the man who persevere under trials.
基督徒呢，因为神的应许有很多属灵的福气要让给我们，要给我们分享。
As a Christian, God promised many blessings for us to enjoy.
这是我们从圣经里面的记载让我们了解属灵的福气非常丰富。
These are all recorded in the Bible, and it allows us to understand how blessed are we.
当然呢，属树的福气也重要，但是差别很大。
But of course, the worldly blessing is also important, but there is a great difference.
以时间来看呢，属树的是暂时的，属灵的是永远的。
If you view it as time-wise,worldly blessing is only temporary.
那么忍受试炼的人的福气呢？有属灵的福气，但是也有部分呢，也有属树的福气。
A person that persevere under trial will receive spiritual blessing, and he also will receive worldly blessing as well.
所以诗篇里面有提到，神要试验义人。
So in the Psalm,God says that God will test the righteous people.
也许我们有错误的观念，认为试炼多的人就是不完全，行为不好的。
Sometimes we think that if a person receives much trials, this person surely his behavior is not good.
这是错误的观念。
And this is a wrong concept.
老实讲，我们哪一个人的试炼呢，能够比保罗更多呢？
Honestly speaking, our thought.How, compared to Paul, ours is much less.
圣经里面记载有很多义人啊，他们一生当中所受的苦难非常多啊。
The Bible recorded many righteous men, and yet they have suffered much trials.
但是他们呢，在试炼当中呢，一直的忍耐，后来就成为老练，老练后来呢，就有活泼的盼望。
Throughout the trials, they have persevered and.Through preservation, they have developed a character, and this gives them hope.
否则的话，圣经里面记载，义人都有苦难，要怎么去解释呢？
Otherwise, a righteous person in the Bible, he suffered trials, and how do you explain for that?
当然呢，人很注重看得见的事情。
Of course, a man view highly on what he can see with his eyes.
但是有些属灵的福气呢，虽然看不见，但是呢。却能够在你的内心而感受到的。
But things that are spiritual blessing, you might not see it, but deep in your heart, you can feel it.
我们请看雅各书第一章。
Let us turn to the book of James, chapter 1.
十二节。
Verse 12.
雅各书第一章十二节。
James, chapter 1, verse 12.
忍受试探的人有福的，因为他经过试验以后必得生命的冠冕，做事足应许给那些爱他诸人的。这里说忍受试探呢，很多圣经的译本都是说试炼。
Here it says under persevere under trial. There are other versions say under tribulation.
所以十二节的试探跟第二节的试炼呢是同一个字的。
So, the trials and tribulations are the same.
因此我们把它解释为是试炼。
So therefore, we will classify it as trials.
当然呢，跟十三节的试探呢是不一样的。
And this is different compared to the temptation on verse 13.
那这里提到说，忍受试炼的人有福气。
Here it says, blessed is the man under trials.
因为他经过好几层次的试验以后
，because under many trials
都能够忍耐
，that he was able to persevere。
那么到后来呢？他能够享受生命的冠冕
，and towards the end he was able to enjoy the crown of life。
光是人的生命呢？就无价之宝。
A man's life is precious。
同样是生命呢，有着属灵的荣耀，非常的大。
And
属灵的荣耀。
The spiritual glory is much greater than spiritual life.
当一个人呢戴上冠冕，就有光荣啊。
When a person put the glory a crown, he will receive glory.
同样是得救进天国。
Similarly, that both will enter kingdom of heaven.
但是将来呢，在天国里面的每个人的荣耀不一样的。
But in heaven, each of us will have the glory of each of us will be different.
因为这是一项很有价值的属灵的福气。
And this is a valuable spiritual blessing.
那么能够分享到这一份福气的呢，在世之时，能够忍受试炼。
And if a person will is to enjoy this kind of blessing, he is to endure in this life.
那么到底信耶稣的人呢，所遭受的试炼的内容呢，是什么呢
？As a Christian, what is the content of our trials?
每个人都不一样的。
Well, each of us has different trial. It's different.
因为雅各或者是彼得，他们都提到百般的试炼。
Peter or James told us about the trials to righteousness.
既然是呢，试炼有很多啊。
Therefore, there are many trials.
那么一生当中所要遭遇的哪几种呢？是由神安排的。
The kind that we going to encounter in our life.It's being arranged by the Lord.
我们请看第一章的第二节。
Let's look at James chapter 1 verse 2.
我的弟兄们，你们若在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐。雅各在这边说，若在百般试炼中。
Here James says, when we enter trials of many kinds,
说要连去以喜乐来接受。
He tells us that we must accept it with pure joy.
这是很困难的一件事情。
It is quite difficult for us.
除非神事先告诉你这一次的试炼要怎样怎样，结果先告诉你。
Unless the Lord Himself tells you what the trial is going to be.
但是呢，这种情形太少太少。
But unfortunately, these kind of circumstances are few.
有的人他第一次所遭受到的试炼呢？喜乐不起来。
Sometimes when a person receives trials, he cannot overcome with joy.
以后呢，接下去两次三次，能够喜乐起来，因为他已经了解内容。
After a few times, then he begin to realize, then he will have joy.
所以呢，若在百般的试炼中能够忍受的人，就能够享受到百般的喜乐。
So if you were to face trials of many kinds, then you will be able to enjoy it.
那么百般的试炼呢，当然包括我们的肉体、精神。
Many kinds of trials includes our physical body and our emotions.
还有我们的灵性属于物质方面的。
Or our spiritual life or physical.
或者是我们在生活的内容、工作的上面
，or it could be upon your workplace。
这个试炼的内容很多很多。
And there be many trials。
有的人看起来好像一帆风顺。
A person may appear that he may be prosperous。
但是他精神上的试炼很多啊。
But then he may have many trials ahead of him。
只是呢，第三者不知道而已。
It's only because that the third party does not know that he has it.
唯有神知道我们每个人的一切。
Only God knows us.
所以神为了要让我们能够得到属灵的福气。
So in order for us to receive His spiritual blessing.
当然，他对每个人的美好的计划都不一样。
And therefore, he has laid out many different plans for each of us.
只不过我们呢，根据圣经的记载，能够先抓住福气。
But according to the Bible, we should first accept the blessing.
当我们有试炼临到的时候呢，我们就比较不会那么痛苦。
That when trials come to us, then we might not suffer that much.
因为呢，有福气在等待我们。
Because we know that there'll be blessing waiting for us.
基督徒在奔跑天国的道路。
As a Christian, we travel the path of salvation.
当然呢，比奔跑啊灭亡的道路呢啊更困难。
灭亡。
到地狱灭亡的道路。
Of course, then it would be much difficult to travel to the path of destruction.
所以主耶稣把它形容又大又宽的是终点是灭亡。
So the Lord Jesus described the path is wide and big.
那么又窄又小的道路终点是永生啊。
And the path that is small and narrow leads to eternal.
所以根据这两条的这个道路呢，就让我们知道。
So from these two paths, it allows us to know.
我们这些奔跑天国道路的人呢，当然所要经历的有很多的困难。
So that as a Christian, the path that we take will be many difficulties ahead.
但是呢，一般看我们基督徒都比较好啊。
But most of the people view Christian are much better than them.
原因就是有神在带领我们。
The main reason is because God is leading us.
有神的爱不断地追随我们。
There is ever love of Jesus following us.
因为我们在试炼当中，神的爱还是在里面。
Because when we are here, that the love of Jesus is with us.
所以基督徒呢，当然比一般非基督徒呢，更好。
So therefore, as a Christian is much better than a non-Christian.
那么在百般的试炼当中啊，
then from these many kind of trials,
也许呢每一样都有好处。
Maybe all of them has it is maybe they are beneficial to us.
有的呢是神要给你在今世的福气呢更好更大。
And some of the blessing would be beneficial to us on this earth.
有的人他所受的试炼呢，在今世的福气来说呢，是没有什么增加。
Sometimes a person may not appear that he did not have any blessing at all.
但是他却累积呢在属灵方面。
But on the other hand, he has accumulated the spiritual blessing.
比如说保罗非常有信心。
For example, Paul, he has such faith.
如果以属世的眼光来看呢，他自从蒙主耶稣显照以后苦难太多了。
If we with our eye view him since his calling from the Lord, he faced much troubles.
尤其呢，他献身当传道以后。
Especially when he gave himself up as a preacher.
但是以属灵的眼光来看呢
，But if you look at him spiritually,
他的人生也不算很长啊。
His life may not be long.
但是呢，他属灵的福气太大。
But he has such so much spiritual blessing on him.
我们请看哥林多后书十一章。
Let us turn to First Corinthians chapter 11,
23-29.
23-29.
哥林多后书十一章二十三节。
Second Corinthians chapter 11.
二十三节
23-29.
他们是基督的仆人，我说句狂话，我更是，我比他们都受劳苦，都下监牢，受鞭打是过重的，冒死是屡处有的。二十四节
24.
被犹太人鞭打五次，每次四十，减去一下。二十五节被棍打了三次，被石头打了一次，一着船坏三次，一昼一夜在深海。三十六节，又屡次行远路，遭江河的危险，盗贼的危险，同族的危险，外邦人的危险，城里的危险，旷野的危险，海中的危险，假弟兄的危险。二十七节，受劳苦，受困苦，多处不得睡，又饥又渴，多处不得食，受寒冷，处身露体。三十八节， 除了这外面的事，还有为众教会挂心的事，天天压在我的身上。二十九节。
29.
有谁软弱，我不软弱呢？有谁跌倒，我不焦急呢？啊，这一段记载保罗啊，一生很狼狈的。
And here recorded the suffering that Paul went through.
难道他没有信心吗？不是。
Do we say that he has no faith? Certainly not.
难道主耶稣不保护他吗？不是。
Do we say that Jesus Christ is not protecting him? Certainly not.
因为他在传福音的路上，当时的环境非常的艰难。
Because at that time when he was preaching, the environment was very rough.
越困难越艰难，越促进他向前啊，去开拓啊，传福音啊。
The rougher it gets, the more eager for him to reach out to spread the gospel.
那保罗呢？啊，在肉体方面呢？啊，受到这么多的患难。
And Paul, physically, he has suffered many trials.
还有精神上的负担啊。
And emotionally, he has much burden.
甚至别人的软弱呢，他心里也啊，那个分担很大。
Even the suffering of other people, he seems to take it upon himself.
因为他有基督的博爱精神。
Because he has the spirit of Christ.
那么保罗他所得的福气是什么呢？
So what does Paul's blessing are?
在今生来说啊，
in his life,
因为他已经是超人了。
He became a superman.
啊，这种超人并不是说他的能力很大，可以打倒很多人。
It is not that he has much power and can overbeat people.
这种超人呢，是因为他能够应付各样的环境。
This supernatural is that he was able to encounter.Various kind of environment.
啊，这是因为他多数训练的结果所学来的。
And all this he has learned, when he endured all the trials that faced him.
请看腓立比书第四章十一节。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 11.
腓立比书第四章十一节。
Sorry, was chapter 4 verse 11.
十一节说，我并不是因为缺乏说做话，我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。十二节，我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足或饥饿，或有余或缺乏，随时随在我都得了秘诀。保罗在这边提到说，他无论在什么境况里面，
Here Paul said that, no matter ever what environment,
他都可以知足，当然就有长乐啊。
That he was able to sustain it.
这个是用钱买不到的。
And this cannot be bought with money.
这也不是呢啊，天生的一种德性。
And this is not something that you were born with.
这是他以后才学习学会的。
These are the things that he learned gradually.
那怎么会学会啊知足呢？
And how did he learn to be contented?
因为他受了很多的试炼。
Because he has went through much trials.
所以经历很丰富，当然呢啊，他每样的环境都能够去遭遇到的。
So he had much experience. Therefore, he was able to overcome all circumstances.
有的人一生当中所遭遇的环境呢，只有顺境；有的只有逆境。
And sometimes, people may only encounter trials of minor.
那保罗呢，顺境逆境都遭遇到了。
And Paul has encountered all kinds of trials.
在物质方面也曾经丰富过，也曾经缺乏过。
And physically, he once has abundant, and he also was insufficient.
所以他无论呢啊往后呢处在什么环境呢，他都能够胜过他。
So therefore, in no matter whatever circumstances, he was able to overcome it.
因为他说他得到那种应付的秘诀啊。
Because he said here that he has the secret of overcoming it.
十三节才提到，因为有一位加给他力量。
And verse 13 said that there is someone who gave him strength.
所以他凡事都能做。
So that this will enable him to do what he can do.
当然力量的来源是从神那边来的。
Of course, the source is from the Lord.
当然呢，保罗啊，在军事方面呢，好像这种物质的享受呢，不很丰富啊。
It appears that Paul, in his life, he may not enjoy fully.
但是他内心的快乐呢，比一般物质享受的人更多。
But in his heart, he must have much joy, more than people that has sufficient things.
所以这也是一种福气啊。
And this is also a blessing.
所以保罗在监狱的时候呢，能够有这么超越的精神呢，也是一种福气的。
So Paul in his life he was able to endure the trial is also a blessing.
因为他经过多处的训练以后，一直忍耐，忍耐就生出老练，老练再来呢就活泼的盼望。
And because he has endured many trials and through all these trials he has developed a character and with hope.
那么这种盼望呢，就是到一直到来生啊。
And this hope will bring him till the eternal life.
所以人一生当中呢，难免有这个试炼。
So in a person's life, you inevitably will encounter trial.
因为人生下来以后啊。
Because when once a man is born,
很不完美。
It is incomplete.
好像一颗石头刚产生出来的时候。
石头。
石头 stone.
It's just like a stone.
也许它是从一块的大磐石破裂出来的。
Perhaps the stone has been broken from a huge rock.
所以它有很多的棱角。
And therefore, he has much corners.
当它从山上呢落下来，落到河里面。
And as this stone rolled down from the hill.To the lower point,
当他从山上一直滚下来的时候呢，就一直磨让他呢这些棱角减少。
As it's rolled down, it allow its corners or its sharp edges to be grinded away.
然后落到湖那个溪当中呢，就又被水冲来冲去啊。
Then it will fall into the streams, and these streams will then allow this rock to be pushed around.
那么经过很多年呢，它可能会越来越圆滑。
After many years, this stone will gradually become smooth.
当年大卫呢，在战场上面对非利士人哥利亚的时候
，As the time when David encountered Goliath,
他手中有五块这个光滑的石头啊。
In David's hand, there was five rounded stone.
圣经记载他是从溪中捡起来的。
The Bible recorded that he took this stone from a stream.
这数块光滑的石头能够被大卫捡上是不容易的。
And these four stones that were able to be picked up by King David, it is not easy.
这五块光滑的石头很可能呢他在溪流当中呢一直的冲来冲去呢就一直的磨练。
And these stones that was In the stream, they were been flowing with the stream.
所以经过很多年呢，它一些棱角都被磨光了。
So after many years, its corners has been rounded off.
就成为光滑的石头。
Then it will become a very shiny and smooth stone.
所以有的人在神的面前非常的漂亮。
So some people will be very beautiful in the eyes of the Lord.
好像大卫所捡起来的。光滑的石头一样
and they're likened to the stone that David picked up
不只光不只是漂亮的
it is not only that it is beautiful
还能够呢有能力胜过仇敌的
and it can then it can overcome its enemy
当年大卫所捡上来这五颗呢每一颗都有能力的
and of course these five stones that picked up by David all of them all of them has its ability.
但是他用了一颗呢，就能够打中哥利亚。
But David used only one, and this one has has a direct hit on Goliath.
但也有人呢，啊，一生当中啊，一直在这个溪里面呢，啊，一直呢啊遭受到冲洗呀、啊，但是还是有棱角的。
A person, maybe he's still in the streams, and he after many years is still perhaps has corners.
所以神呢，往往就用别的方法啊，让我们啊把这些棱角磨光啊。
And therefore, the Lord will use other method to remove our corners to be smooth.
所以难怪呢，这个雅各说啊，啊，落在百般的试炼中啊。
And this is why James said, when many kind of trials,
既然是百般，就每个人内容都不一样的。
Since is trials of many kind, therefore each of us. Would be different.
当然，弟兄跟姐妹也不一样的。
And it would be much different between for sisters or for brothers.
当然呢，啊，丈夫跟太太都不一样。
Or for husband or for wife, they are different as well.
有的人是彼此磨练的。
Some instances they are to be tested with together.
有的人彼此磨练有困难，就借着孩子来磨练他。
Sometimes, it may be difficult for a couple to be trained. Therefore, they sometimes God use their children to train them.
有的做孩子呢，是以父母来磨练他。
Sometimes a children, as a children, the God may use the parent to trial him.
如果缺少这些人来磨练他，往往神逐渐的磨练也有的。
If none of these can train him, therefore God sometimes he himself will train us.
或者是神借着别人来磨练你也有。
Or sometimes God use other people to test you.
像创世纪里面记载，雅各离开他的父母20年以后再回去呢？就见不到他母亲了。
And when Joseph,
雅各。
So when Jacob, after he left for 20 years and he returned to his hometown, he was unable to see his parents.
因为在20年前，他听他妈妈的话啊，要去他舅舅的城去找他的舅舅。
Because 20 years ago, he had listened to his mother to seek his uncle, there.
雅各在他母亲的心目中是一个很乖巧的小孩。
In his mother's heart, Jacob is an obedient son.
实际上，在神看起来，他还有很多的棱角不完全。
But actually, in the eyes of God, that he has many corners and is incomplete.
因为他能够得到他父亲的祝福。
Because he was able to receive the blessing from his father.
是因为他欺骗父亲，又欺骗他哥哥。
The reason for it was because that he cheated his father and cheated his brother.
他这种个性很难改掉。
And this kind of character is hard to change.
但是他到他舅舅那边呢，却碰到呢比他更厉害的舅舅来骗他。
But the uncle he met, it is a tougher person than him.
所以他在他舅舅那边20年呢，真的被磨练得很光滑。
So during these 20 years that he spent with his uncle, he was truly being trained until he was rounded.
但也带来雅各呢啊，他今生的福气啊。
And this has brought him with eternal blessing.
若不是他舅舅骗他的话，如果他不受他舅舅的欺骗。
If he was not being cheated by his uncle,
他的事业要成功不那么容易的。
And if his career were to prosper, it would not be that easy.
他是经营畜牧业，他能够很成功啊，就是因为遭受舅舅的欺骗。
His as a person that looked after animals, to such a success, it wasn't for his uncle that cheated him.
他才发愤图强啊！要怎样啊，能够培养出那个有价值的羊
？That forced him to think of a way of how to culture a better animal.
连晚上做梦啊，啊，都在梦他怎么样啊，这个牧羊啊。
And even in his dreams, he dreamed how he should improve the animals of the animal life.
因为日有所思，夜有所梦，当然晚上就会做梦啊。
He has think about it all day, therefore he even dream about it when he sleep.
所以雅各呢，他也可以说他遭受到啊很多的这个试炼。
So we can say that even Jacob has faced many trials.
啊，这个试炼呢是由别人而来的。
And the trials that he encounter comes from people.
因为一个敬畏神的义人呐。
For righteous person,
那么都有苦难，并不是说对他不好。
He will. Let us turn to Psalm 39, Proverb 39.
诗篇三十四篇十九节。
Sorry, Psalm 39.
三十四篇十九节。
34.
三十四篇。
34.
啊，十九节。
Verse 19.
一人都有苦难，但耶和华救他脱离这一切。大卫在这边说提到，一人的苦难太多了。
Here, David said that righteous men have many troubles.
因为他本身是一个义人啊。
For he is a righteous man.
但是他的苦难很多啊，跟他同年的这些青年呢，都比他少。
But yet he has received many troubles, and the people at his age.Has received less troubles than him.
他有七个哥哥呢，都没有受苦难，
he has seven,
比他更多的。
And he has seven brothers, and none of his brothers has received more troubles than him.
但是大卫所得的福气，在今生来说呢，是啊，以色列的国王。
The blessing that King David received is a kingship of Israel.
那么在属灵方面呢？
But spiritually wise,
他后来能够成为神啊所喜悦的人。
He was able to be called a man that pleases God.
新约圣经在介绍他是合神心意的人。
And the New Testament introduced him as a man that pleases the Lord.
这当然呢，跟他忍受受。试炼有关系的。
And it is all due to the fact that he was able to persevere all trials.
所以雅各才提到说，忍受试炼的人有福了。
So this is why James said that blessed is a person that persevere.
因为他经过试验以后呢，都一直忍耐。
Because after when he encountered trials, he was able to persevere.
那当然呢，在属灵方面呢，有生命的冠冕。
And in spiritually, he will receive a crown of righteousness.
啊，在诗篇里面又记载一个人在试炼中啊。
In the book of Psalms, it tells us a person that encountered trials as well.
请看诗篇一百零五篇十九节。
Listen to 109 verse 19.
诗篇一百零五篇十九节。
Psalm 105:119。
一百零五篇十九节。
105:19。
耶和华的话试炼他，主等到他所说的应验。这是耶稣的所遭受的试炼。
And this is the trial that encountered by Joseph.
十七节、十八节。记在他肉体上的试炼。
And verse 17 and 18 tell us the physical trials that he has to go through.
十九节记在他精神上的试炼。
And verse 19 tell us that he received spiritually trials.
因为神的话让他很高兴啊。
Because the words of the Lord enable him to be filled with joy.
但是神的话要成全，不晓得要多久，神却没有告诉他。
But the words of the Lord, when can it fulfill? When can it be fulfilled? The Lord did not tell him so.
所以他前前后后大概经历了十二年十 至13年左右。
So overall, he has waited for between 12 or 13 years.
在这个数年当中呢，大概有这么长。
And this is how long he received his trial.
因为他17岁被卖，30岁呢做埃及国的宰相。
Because at the age of 17, he was Saul, and at the age of 30, he became a prime minister of Egypt.
当然呢，在试炼当中呢，还是有神的恩典在他的身上。
Of course, during the trials, he has the abiding of our Lord with him.
创世纪三十九章记载神与他同在。
Genesis 39 tells us that the Lord was abiding with him.
让他在做仆人的时候百事顺利。
That when he was as a servant, he prospered.
这是在试炼当中呢所得到的福气啊。
And this is the kind of blessing that he received for persevering.
当一个人所做的工作呢，能够样样顺利，肯定自己的能力啊。
If a person has success in everything that he do, and this prove his ability.
他这种充实感呢，是用钱买不到的。
And this courage cannot be bought by money.
尤其耶稣是希伯来人
especially Joseph is a Hebrew,
跟埃及人的生活习惯完全不一样
and his living is different from the Egyptian.
一个牧羊人跟这个埃及的官员的家里的生活也不一样
as a shepherd, the way he lived will be different from an Egyptian.
但是他能够在波提法的家中百事顺利
but he was able to have success in the house of Potiphar.
这就是他在试炼当中所得到的福气啊。
And this is a blessing that that he received for being perseverance.
后来因为要遵守神的诫命，敬畏神呐。
In the end, he has to obey the Lord.
就成为埃及监牢的囚犯。
Because of his obedience to the Lord, he became a prisoner in a jail.
当他在监牢里面发觉神的恩典很丰富。
And when he was in the jail, he realized that the blessing is abundant from the Lord to him.
当他发现了有一线的这个光明出现，
光明
就是让他有希望的。
And when he discovered that there is a light that brought hope to him,
就是有一天他给一个酒证解梦以后
and this is when he has interpreted a dream to a cup bearer.
他拜托这个酒证出监牢以后向埃及王提一下让我释放，因为我是被冤枉的。
And he asked the cup bearer to tell the Pharaoh that he wasinnocent and was being put in the jail.
没想到这个酒证很健忘，一出监牢就把耶稣完全忘记了。
And unfortunately, the cupbearer was forgetful, and once he left the jail, he forgot about Joseph.
让他所受的试炼延长两年
And this has allowed Joseph to face this suffering for two more years.
请看创世纪四十章。二十三节。
Listen to Genesis chapter 40, verse
二十三节。
23.
创世纪四十章二十三节。
Genesis chapter 40, verse 23.
酒证却不纪念耶稣，竟忘了他。这里记载酒证呢不纪念耶稣的恩情呐。
And here it says that the cup bearer did not remember the gratitude that was.Shown by Joseph.
我们请参看十四节。
Let us look at verse 14.
但你得好处的时候，求你纪念我，施恩于我，在法老面前提说我，救我出这监牢。再看十五节。
Verse 15.
我实在是从希伯来人诸地被拐来的，我在这里也没有做过什么。叫他们把我下在监牢里面，这是耶稣拜托酒证的一番话。
These are the words that Joseph asked the cupbearer to pass the message on.
当然呢，啊，这个酒准呢，啊，会答应他的。
The cupbearer has agreed to him.
没想到这个酒准竟然把耶稣所拜托的事情忘掉了。
But annoyingly, that this cupbearer, once he left the jail, he forgot about this incident.
那一忘呢，就两年了。
And this forgetfulness has cost Joseph 2 years.
请看四十一章第一节。
Let's look 41 verse 1.
过了两年，法老做梦，梦见自己站在河边。过了两年，埃及王做梦。
After 2 years passed, Pharaoh had a dream.
梦的内容呢，是他站在河边啊，啊，看到两种情形啊。
In his content of his dream, there was two incidents in front of him.
就是有七只母牛啊。啊，从河里上来。
And there was 7 female cow coming out of the river.
又肥壮，又有精神，又美好。
It was fat and it was sleek.
但后来又有七只母牛呢，啊，也是从河里啊上来。
And after that, there was also 7 another cow came up.
又丑陋，又没有精神呐，不好看。
It was ugly and grunt.
瘦瘦巴巴的。
And it was skinny.
啊，就把这七只母牛就把那肥胖的母牛吞掉了。
And this skinny cow devoured this 7 fat cow.
啊，虽然把它们吃进去，又没有胖起来。
And no doubt this cow has eaten this fat cow, and yet this skinny cow did not get fattened.
所以埃及王做这种梦呢，啊，就心里呀，啊，非常嘲讽。
So Pharaoh was very uneasy after having this dream.
这个时候呢，啊，才让这个酒镇想到两年前在监牢里面有一个人能够解梦。
And this has brought to the cupbearer, and this cupbearer remembered that the incident that he had in the jail.
才把耶稣介绍出来。
And then he brought Joseph out of the dungeon.
那么埃及王所做的两个梦呢，当然是只有一种意思啊。
Of course, these two dreams has only one meaning.
他得到耶稣解梦以后呢，他就信任耶稣。
And when Joseph interpreted the dreams for him, and he trusted Joseph then.
所以从那一天开始，耶稣呢，啊，就成为一个埃及国的宰相。
So from that day on, Joseph has became a prime minister of Egypt.
所以神的话训练他呢，啊，在这个时候就应验了。
So the word of the Lord has come to its fulfillment today.
对耶稣来说呢，这种训练呢，啊，当然对他来说是未来要得福气的。
Of course, this kind of trial is to in order to receive blessing.
这也是属于今生的一种福气啊。
And these are the these are the blessing that we will receive in our life.
所以雅各说，落在百般的试炼当中呢，应当大喜乐。
So James said, during our trials, we must encounter it with joy.
这有时候是磨练出来的。
And this is brought about from the trial.
像耶稣啊，一定是经过很多年以后，渐渐才有这种喜乐，属灵之乐。
If you look at Joseph, it is only after that he received many trials and gradually he understood and became able to have joy.
当他在监牢里面的时候呢，他满面春风，还有两位囚犯呢，就擅长酒醉呢，就满脸忧愁啊。
And when Joseph was in the dungeon, his face was not full of sorrow, but on the other hand, these two prisoners.
这可以让我们知道，耶稣呢，在百般试炼当中呢，真的有喜乐。
And this tells us that truly that Joseph, when he encountered trials, he has joy.
我们请看彼得前书。
Let us turn to 1 Peter.
第一章第六节第七节。
Chapter 1, verse 6 and 7.
彼得前书第一章第六节第七节。
1 Peter, chapter 1, verse 6 and 7.
因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁。第七节，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。彼得在这边提到啊，大有喜乐。
Peter tell us about a living hope.
但在大有喜乐之前呢，啊，因为在百般的试炼中暂时有忧愁。
But before this hope, we will encounter trials and we may have worries.
啊，这是人的常情啊，因为人遇到呢，啊，种种挫折以后呢，啊，心里总是有负担啊。
Because this is the nature of man, and when he encounters troubles, he will naturally have worries.
所以彼得在这边把它解释为呢，啊，人的信心好像啊这个宝贵的金子一样。
And so Peter tell us that faith is like a precious gold.
因为呢，矿金从矿山开采出来以后有很多的杂质。
Because iron gold when it was mined, it has a lot of impurities.
当然呢，在火炉里面经过越多次的熬炼出来的金呢，越来就越沉越宝贵。
But as this gold has been through fire and it has refined many times, and the more refined it gets, the more precious it will be.
所以从百般试炼当中出来的能够忍受的人呐、啊。
So if a person can persevere through trials.
他就有生命的冠冕。
Then he will have a crown of life.
像彼得在这边所说的，得到称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
And he, like Peter said, that he will receive glory and honor.
啊，这种属灵的福气呢，是非常宝贵的。
And this spiritual blessing is so important.
啊，我们在基督里面啊
，We in Christ.
除了我们希望能够啊得救以外
，Beside.Able to be saved.
当然呢，希望呢，在基督里面呢有所啊报偿。
We also hope that we able to be rewarded.
有的人他将来的赏赐很多啊，就是因为试炼多啊。
And for some people, he may receive abundant reward because he has many trials.
因此呢，他得的赏赐也多啊。
And been through many trials, and therefore he will receive many blessings.
所以雅各才强调呢，啊，能够忍受试炼的人有福了。
So this is why James emphasized that blessed is a man who persevere.
因为生命的冠冕呢，也是一种赏赐。
Because a crown of life is also a blessing from God.
是一种荣耀。
It is a glory.
那么彼得呢？啊，他在这个彼得前书里面呢，也阐明这些呢受试炼的人呐、啊。
And here Peter also tell us those that endure trial.
我们请看第四章的十三节。
Let us look at chapter 4, verse 13.
倒要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦。使你们在他荣耀显现的时候也可以欢喜快乐。彼得在这边说与基督一同受苦啊。
Here Peter tell us that suffer with the Lord.
当年主耶稣被钉十字架这种痛苦谁能够跟他一起呢？
Of course, the suffering that the Lord Jesus encountered on the cross, who could able to endure such a suffering?
我们这个时代的人都没有机会的。
And,People of this generation would not have a chance.
但是彼得在这边提到，如今在基督里面呢，啊，在试炼中就是跟基督一同受苦啊。
And Peter here said that that when we suffer, we're suffering with the Lord.
所以彼得在这边强调呢，啊，这种人有福气的。
And Peter tells us that these people are blessed.
14节
Verse 14.
你们若为基督的名受辱骂, 便是有福的, 因为神荣耀的灵常住在你们身上。 彼得也强调福气啊。
And Peter also emphasized on blessing.
尤其为基督的名受凌辱的,
especially those were insulted because of the name of the Christ.
因为这也是在基督荣许之下, 你在试炼当中啊。
Because it's the will of Jesus that you encounter this trial.
所以保罗呢, 他能够, 遭受这么多的, 逼迫呢, 也是在基督荣许之下。
And Paul has been through so many many trials, it's because that God has allowed it so.
但是他能够忍受这种试炼。
And he was able to endure this trial.
所以有福气的。
Therefore he's blessed.
当然呢, 属灵的福气呢, 是非常丰富的。
And spiritual blessing is abundant.
当然, 神要试炼一个人呢, 也有神认为需要的人。
Of course, if God wants to test a man, he will do so.
那今天晚上呢, 就讲一部分呢, 跟大家做参考。
And this is what we'll discuss for our encouragement.